Hello, everyone. My name is Grant Johnson, and I'm from here in New Orleans. I've lived here for 8 years, and I'm the clinical coordinator of the NOLA KNOWS HIV testing program. And today we'll be talking to you about increasing testing volume and finding new infections with the routine HIV screening program in New Orleans. As with everyone else, I need to disclose that we are funded fully by Gilead Sciences, and they are the supplier of our salary. So where do we stand in New Orleans? As of September 2013, there are 7,219 persons who are currently living with HIV/AIDS in the New Orleans metropolitan area that we serve. We are ranked second nationally for HIV infection rates and fourth nationally for AIDS prevalence. Interim LSU Hospital, or ILH as I'll refer it to, is where I actually work, and it's an urban teaching hospital associated with the Louisiana State University Health Sciences System in New Orleans. It's a level one trauma center, a safety net hospital, and the emergency department and urgent care center there see approximately 76,000 patients per year. So where we started at ILH before we were a focused partner, as of March 2013, we were still using opt-in testing at our hospital. So we had dedicated HIV testers who were there 70 hours per week using third-generation OraQuick oral swab screens, and their positives were confirmed via Western blot, which of course, as it says, a send-out test that would then require patients to come back in for follow-up to receive their final results. We are averaging from 2010 to 2012 about 890 tests per month. In 2012, 17% of ED patients and 3% of urgent care center patients received an HIV test. Of those tested, 0.94% were confirmed positive, 92% received the results, and 43% were linked to care. So the problems with that third generation testing, which kind of, you know, led us to where we are today, as you know, or as you may or may not know, I guess, with antibody testing, it only detects the antibody, and it does not allow you to detect the antigen from early infection. So that early phase where it's just the antigen present is actually one of the most infectious stages of the disease. So patients can leave the hospital with potential false negative and actually be highly infectious at this time. So Dr. Marina Walton, who is our program director, she's unable to be here today, her research team hypothesized that many of the patients who tested positive and had a confirmatory Western blot to confirm their positive at ILH will have possibly visited the ED in the prior 12 weeks and had a negative or a quick screen. So they reviewed the charts of 125 patients who had received an HIV positive test between April of 2011 and April 2012. Of those, 15.2% of all the patients had been confirmed HIV positive via Western blot, but then had tested negative via OraQuick the 12 weeks prior. And 40% of those patients who had the negative OraQuick get a positive Western blot, had presented to the ED with viral symptoms that could have indicated a possible acute infection. So what this told us here at ILH is that there were many missed opportunities for early infection that due to using the third generation methodology, and the fourth generation testing would then allow us to capture the recent and acute infections that we were previously unable to. So the focus partnership, we applied for funding to introduce and support the routine fourth generation testing. Funds were awarded in December of 2012 and our program launched in March of 2013. So the new testing protocol at ILH, the emergency department and the urgent care center will use opt-out testing in efforts to decrease testing stigma. You know, it's been shown that if you tell people we're going to test you rather than ask them if they want to be tested, that they're a lot more likely to be open to testing, as some of the other presenters had talked about here. So all the HIV tests run for the emergency department and the urgent care will be the fourth generation HIV-1, HIV-2 antibody and antigen screen. The turnaround time for results is about 90 minutes, and the actual machine run time is 29 minutes. So basically, our protocol in the triage, our consent happens in place with the triage nurses. So we have a prompt in an emergency medical record system that says, at ILH, we test everyone for HIV unless there's a reason you shouldn't be tested. The possible choices that the nurse then enters to this prompt is either that the patient will receive an HIV test or the patient has opted out. If the patient has opted out, so like I said, it's integrated into the disease management section of the nurse's triage process. So it's as a nurse is going through their triage, it's just an additional prompt that was added in there rather than having something that's going to pop up or be an additional bother to them. So all of the responses, including the reason for opting out, are recorded in the patient's medical record on their chart. The acceptable reasons that we have for opt-outs are the CDC-recommended guidelines, so if they're previous positive. And so we actually, you know, the recommended ages are 13 to 65. We actually just do the lower end. So if they're below the age of 13, they're not included, but we don't cap it at 65. We test patients who are older than that as well. And then if they have been tested at our hospital within the prior 12 weeks, we do not test them again also. So in testing, the responses for that initial prompt populate in what we call our HIV track board in the electronic medical record system. And so what this allows is all nursing staff in the emergency department to be able to identify every single patient, what room they're in, and what they responded, whether they would like to have a test or whether they would not like to have a test. So for patients who are presenting to the main ED who are going to have other lab work, other blood work done, typically the RNs will draw all lab work, including their HIV test and anything else that they're going to have to be run. For our urgent care center, where we typically do not do blood work, we have previously, when we were using the OraQuick, we're using HIV dedicated testers. We've kind of reworked them into HIV phlebotomists. So now they're staffed mainly in the urgent care center for patients that are not going to have routine blood work. They will draw the blood on them, but then also they are there to help the other nursing staff assist when it's high volume in the ED, et cetera, but they're mainly located in the urgent care center. So our lab, we use the AbbottDetect HIV 1-2 antibody antigen combo. Like I said before, it's a 29-minute run. Our staff, our machine is staffed 24/7, 365 with the lab, and the positive results are phoned from the technologist to the doctor. So our negative results, they are delivered to the patients by the nurse at the time of discharge. The positive results are delivered by the doctor. And whenever the lab calls the physician to notify them of positive result, they are also then told to call and notify the clinical coordinator, myself, of the positive. So I'll receive calls any time of the night, and most of the times, 2, 3 a.m., I'll let it go to voicemail. But any other time, if I'm not in the hospital itself, I'll just let the physician know where there are educational materials available, condoms, things like that, and also how to refer them into one of our clinics. And they can give them my personal cell phone number and let them know that I will follow up with the patients in the morning. So if I'm in the hospital or if any of our HIV phlebotomists are in the hospital, we would then go and meet with the patients and get them linked up with an appointment at one of four referral clinics. We do have an HIV outpatient clinics associated with LSU, so the majority of our patients do go there, but we do have three other options for patients who choose to utilize those. And then also just with the lab itself, each morning the lab prints out all of the daily results from that were run from the emergency department and the urgent care clinic from the day before, so I'm then able to review and see if a physician didn't call and notify me, it's another way to double check and make sure I'm catching all the results there. So our testing protocol, similar to Dr. Glick, if we have the initial positive, we use a confirmatory BioRad multi-spot test. If that is negative, then we have an HIV-1 RNA PCR qualitative, which is sent out. So 98% of our patients have received their results while they've been seen in the emergency department and the urgent care center. The only time there's a real delay is when we have an indeterminate result that has to be sent out for verification. And so with these cases, the lab staff monitors the results as soon as they come in. An email is sent out to myself, the medical directors of the program, so that we can engage a patient and link them to care. I call them into my office personally and will educate them and counsel them on the results and link them up to care. So like I said, patients are referred to one of our four local clinics. They receive educational materials, condoms, counseling from one of our HIV team members. I personally maintain close phone and text contact with patients, remind them of appointments, check on how they're handling their care, if they're happy with their services, et cetera. So our backup system that we use at ILH, we are partnered close with our ILH infection control department. So I receive daily results. The infection control department receives results twice weekly from the entire hospital. So this, again, is just another backup. If they notice that a patient's chart has not been linked to care, doesn't have an appointment scheduled, they can call and notify us, and we can work together to make sure that all of our patients are getting linked. Additionally, here, the Louisiana Office of Public Health, all the positives, of course, are reported to them, and they're able to confirm for us whether a patient is in care anywhere in the state. And they also have services for difficult to link patients. So I'm monitoring. I get an aggregate report that gives the results to every single patient that answered the HIV prompt in the beginning of the triage station. So what this allows basically is allows us to detect how many patients were offered the testing, how many accepted testing, their reasons for opting out, et cetera. So as you can see here, this is one of the reports. It lists the department that the patients were seen in and then all the responses that were recorded. So you typically, you'll see the patient receive HIV tests, they opted out, but then you can also see some patients were unable to assess, they refused to answer questions, patient is already known HIV positive, et cetera. So this just allows me to check and see, you know, which patients are not eligible and kind of make sure that we're trying to get the most accurate data that we can for reporting. Our entire testing team meets monthly, including myself, Dr. Moreno, the program director. We have the ED director, lab director, lab manager, blood bank staff, infection control, nursing. We have tried to have the whole team get together just once per month to discuss any sort of problems. Myself and the program director, we meet weekly, and we really like to have open communication between all levels and departments on the team in order to ensure that everything is working well. So our results, like I said, we started in March of 2013. So from March of 2013 to today, through September 2014, we had 111,000 ED visits. We tested 24,287 patients, which gives us an overall 21.9% testing rate. So in the ED, our testing rate increased from 70% to 20.2%, not very drastic. However, from our urgent care, we raised our testing rates from 3% to 23.2%. We've had 189 confirmed HIV-positive patients. 158 of those were tested in the emergency department, and 31 were tested from our urgent care center. And 0.78% of all of our total tests have been positive. So if we look at acute identification, since we are using the fourth generation tested, we had 212 HIV positive patients, preliminary positives. Of those, 25 were sent out for confirmatory testing. Of the ones that were sent out, 12 cases were confirmed to be acute HIV infection, and 13 cases were not confirmed or were false positives. So this kind of explains this. We had 12 acute cases, 13 false positives, 110 newly diagnosed non-acute cases, and 67 previously diagnosed cases. So this just kind of shows the distribution there. Our majority of patients, about 55%, are new non-acute. We had about 30% previous positives, and then about 6% both acute identification and false positives. Some linkage to care. Of the 189 patients that we had that were confirmed positive, there were 152 that were eligible to be linked to care in New Orleans. Of those, we were able to link 117, or 77%, to care. 105 of those patients were in care for their phase 2 appointment. We consider our phase 1 appointment as that they have their initial labs drawn and they are seen at a clinic. The phase 2 in our book is considered having an actual visit with a doctor where they discuss their results and have a plan for care. And then of the patients that were known positive for at least 3 months, 88 or 65.7% of these were still in care at 3 months post-diagnosis. So of those patients that were non-eligible for linkage, 19 of those were already previously known positives that were in care. 8 of those were prisoners in custody. 9 of them either moved or lived out of state and were just happened to be seen in our ED. And then we had one patient who was deceased before they were able to be linked to care. So this just kind of shows that again, we have our 189 positives. 80% of those were eligible for linkage, 77 linked. 69 still in care at phase 2, and 65.7% still in care at 3 months. So our biggest challenges really is changing from an opt-in to an opt-out methodology, especially with the nursing staff. They were very used to asking patients whether they want to be tested rather than telling. So we've made a lot of effort to try and increase this. All the nurses wear have buttons that say, everyone has an HIV status, do you know yours? Our program is called NOLA Knows HIV Testing Program, so we're trying to have all of New Orleans be able to say that they know their HIV status. And so every day I just go down and remind the nurses, you know, make sure you're talking about HIV, recording your prompt in the electronic record system. And we originally had spoken to administration in terms of offering some sort of incentive to increase our testing and acceptance rates in ED, you know, gift cards for the nurses who enrolled the most patients. However, we were told that they didn't think that it was right to bribe nurses in order to do the job that they already should be doing, basically. So that was kind of turned down, but basically we were just trying to be present there in the triage and help ensure that everyone's being asked them. And so, again, a big challenge was integrating the prompts into the EMR system. When we initially started the program, we didn't have this set up ready to go, so a lot of our data from our early months is a little difficult to interpret. So it's definitely important to work with, you know, whatever system you're using with those texts early on to make sure that you can have a methodology in place to really know or really have a way to evaluate your program and see if you really are making progress. So our next steps with our program, what we have planned, we have a mass media education campaign on the value of testing. Like I said, we're trying to say that everyone in NOLA knows their HIV status. So this mass media education campaign, we'll also talk about prevention. We have videos, TV and radio commercials, billboards, streetcar and bus ads, and print ads in the local newspapers. We're going to share these videos at high schools, churches, community centers, and we have a lot of involvement with local musicians. Dr. Moreno, the project director, is really involved with the local music community, so she has a lot of good friends who have volunteered in terms of advertising and helping out to spread the word about getting tested. We are also planning on setting up booths at many different festivals that happen down here in New Orleans year-round. So I'd just like to acknowledge, of course, Dr. Lisa Miranda Walton, the program director. As I said, she was unable to be here. Gilead Sciences, and then the entire NOLA Knows HIV testing program team at ILH.